Work shouldn't feel like a drag, and you shouldn't have to sacrifice your soul for a job you love. Determined to rethink the future of work, she's out of her depth on purpose. With fresh ideas, interviews, and stories from her life on the road, meet Europe's newest digital nomad, Blair Palmer.
Hello, and welcome to episode 91 of A Brilliant Gamble. I hope you are really well. We are doing well, actually. We're in Ireland, having a fantastic time. We didn't absolutely know we were going to make it, to be honest, because the weather was so awful. That hurricane was hitting the country and the passage was really bad. The sea was really, really bad. And actually, we'd made a decision that we were not going to sail, even if the ferries were running, if there was any risk at all. I don't want to die. So we had already made that decision, but then the decision was taken out of our hands because actually the day we were going to sail over to Ireland, the ferry was cancelled anyway. We ended up going the next day and it was lovely, pretty calm seas, no problem at all. And we've had a really, really nice few days. The house is great and there's so much to do around this area, the sort of Wexford, County Wicklow area. Really, really lovely. So we're very happy. It also maybe helps that this is the last trip of our big trip. In about a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that, we're hoping to move into our new house, our small holding. And so all the little irritations that normally bother us when we're traveling just don't seem that important this time because we know this is the last time we have to do them. So we are happy to be here, delighted to be here, and also really quite happy that the next stage is about to start. And because we're in this beautiful phase of kind of being at the end of one thing and starting another thing, a phase that is quite precious and unique because very often one stage and another stage are not clearly demarcated. They're more blurred. But we have this lovely moment of being able to identify, yes, we're finishing something and we're starting something. And that gives me the opportunity to have some time to reflect. What have I learned? I talked about some of those lessons a few weeks ago on the show. How do I take those forward into the new experience that we're about to embark on, this new adventure? And also, what's some of the unfinished business, stuff that I hoped to resolve within myself, personal development I thought would be done by now, as a result of our big trip that hasn't actually been done and I still need to take it into the next adventure. And that's really what I want to talk to you about today, because the thing that I have not really been able to deal with fully, I have improved, I think, but it's hard to say whether it's going to stick. The thing that I've really found difficult has been around my stress. So day to day, I'm not a terribly stressed person, but I do have these bursts of stress and they seem to come from nowhere. They manifest often as anger, and this is not nice. It's not nice for me. It's not nice for people around me. I'm quite mean, quite cruel in those moments, and I feel awful afterwards, and so do the people who've experienced it. And I know that it's unnecessary. So, it's not easy to talk about this to you guys, but I'm hoping that you will recognize this. These bursts of anger, bursts of stress, often over nothing or seemingly nothing. They seem to come from nowhere. And in fact, when I talked to Claire Russell a few weeks ago about the heroine's journey, she was very interested in that and she thought it was worth looking into it in a bit more detail. So that is what I've been doing. And yesterday I had the perfect opportunity. So what I want to do is I want to explain the story and what happened, what I was thinking throughout. Then I'm going to summarize the process and then I'm going to share with you some resources that I have available that I used yesterday and today, in fact, when this thing happened, and that are available to you to use. And I'm also going to be asking you to share with me your process, because I think one of the things I have learned, and I've said this before, is you can change your situation, but it doesn't change your state. So you can imagine that traveling for 6 months in a motorhome would be stress-free, but of course it isn't. Certainly having a small holding is not going to be stress-free, and I'm still going to be running my business, and I'm still going to be running a household, and I'm still going to be homeschooling my daughter, and I'm still going to be running a car, and all the things that can cause stress in your life, they're still all going to be there. So if I don't find a way to manage this stress and work my way through it, either avoiding it entirely or finding a way to work through it more quickly and with less damage to myself and to other people, then the next adventure is just going to be exactly the same as I've experienced in the past. I might as well not bother with a small holding. I might as well just get a job that I hate and commute every day on the underground or something. If I'm going to have these stressful days or stressful moments, what is the point in creating a beautiful life for yourself if it doesn't feel great? So this is going to be really important to me. So let me explain what happened yesterday. So our motorhome wouldn't start. Now, this is very unusual. Rex has been 100% reliable. We've not had any problems with him. But yesterday, he wouldn't start. Put the key in the ignition, nothing. And we were on our way. This was just outside the house, the Airbnb that we're in. We were on our way to an experience, a Viking experience nearby that had cost me £40, more than £40. And we were really looking forward to it. So I was annoyed that we looked like we were going to miss it. I was annoyed that I wasted the money. And also, big thing, I could not remember who our recovery service was with. I was so annoyed about that. I was annoyed with myself and frightened because I was thinking, I don't actually know who to call now. You know, we're in a country that I don't come from. There's no one here that can help me. And I don't know who to call. And I don't even know how to find out who to call. So how are we going to get this resolved? And I ended up shouting at Ivy, who was upset as well. No surprise, because, of course, I was very stressed and that must have really rubbed off on her. So I'm sitting there in front of my laptop trying to work out, firstly, how do I get someone to come and work out what's wrong with the car? Now, my mind was a fog in this moment and I was very angry and it was very hard for me to think clearly, but I did have enough brain to think, I'm going to observe this because I've made a commitment to you guys and to my clients to share more of the truth of what my life is actually like, not to gloss over those bits. So can I at least observe my process over the next few hours and maybe something interesting or useful will come out of that? So there was a little bit of me doing that, but mainly I was just a ball of anger. So the first thing was this blind fog. Can't think. I'm shouting, very high vibration, lots of adrenaline pumping through my body. And I needed to fix the immediate problem of who do I call? So I Googled, how do you find out who your vehicle recovery company is if you've forgotten? And there was a great article that said, have a look at your bank statement. And that is what I did. Great idea. So I called the company that was listed on my bank statement as being my recovery company. Perfect. So I called them. One problem sorted. They're coming within the hour. Fine. But I still didn't feel great because of the waiting. You know, and the time was passing and this place was an hour away and it was becoming more and more clear that we were not going to make it. So the next thing that happened was I'm sitting there still vibrating with anger. And I thought to myself, well, what if we just decide we're not going? So no matter what time the recovery guy, the mechanic gets here, won't matter because we've decided we're not going. I just say goodbye to what we were going to do today and I say goodbye to the money. And there was really some relief in that. So at that point, I felt a fair bit better. Now we're just waiting. It's just boring and a bit of a waste of a day. My mind was then clear enough for me to ask myself, am I making any assumptions about this situation that is still causing me stress? And the main one was, we can't reschedule. I've lost the money and that's a shame and I was really looking forward to it and so was Ivy. So I questioned that assumption. I called them up, asked if we could reschedule and they said, yes, you can. So the guy arrived, the mechanic arrived. It turned out to be a battery, just an old battery. We went out, got a new one. And we had quite a lot of the afternoon left, so we went to the local mini farm instead and petted some animals and stroked some rabbits, which made us feel a whole lot better. So it was great, actually a great afternoon. But I had lost a couple of hours of my day to this ball of anger and stress and frustration, and I'd upset Ivy as well and ruined a bit of her day too, and broken some of the trust between us. So I'm observing this from the outside. I want to run you through the process again. This was my process. First stage in the process, the fog. Resolution to the fog, first things first. What is the first problem I need to solve? Let's get that fixed. Second stage was I was in doing a lot of past future. I should have, now we won't, what if only. I was doing a lot of that. The solution to that was, what do I need to let go of? What do I just need to say goodbye to? And the third stage, there was still some stress. I was calmer because I'd been through the first and second phase. So my third stage was, what am I assuming? And checking out that assumption. Is it true? Is it true that we can't go again? Is it true we can't reschedule? Is it true I've lost the 40 pounds? No, it wasn't. There was a final stage, which is that I had to apologise. I had to apologise to Ivy for my behaviour. So that was the process, and I'll come back to why I think understanding your process and being able to observe it from outside is really, really useful. Then there was one final stage, which was today. I woke up this morning determined to have a different kind of day and to respond differently if something like that happened again. So I wanted this morning to think about what lay at the root of the stress. I want to get in the right state today. I want to do some meditation or watch some YouTube videos or something. So what is the right meditation to do? What's the right YouTube video to watch? What emotion do I want to address within myself, and what do I want to replace it with? If I understand that, I'm going to choose the right meditation or the right YouTube video. Now, on the website, I actually... For the Psychology's Facebook Live that I did a week or two ago, I talked about feelings and I said that I would put my feelings list up on the website. It's now sitting on abrilliantgamble.com on our Psychology's page. If you were there for the Psychology's Facebook Live, you will know this already, that it's sitting there and you can go and download it now. If you weren't, you can still go to the Psychology's page of our website. You didn't need to be at the Facebook Live to get it. And on that page is this list of feelings, words, and some instructions for how to use it. Now, you can use it the way I've described, that is, for identifying the feelings that you want to have when you're on the journey of change, not just when you've achieved your goal. So you can use it for that. But I also used it today. I looked at that list and I said, well, what is the feeling that I had yesterday? Now, I could have said anger. That was the presenting feeling. It was the one that lay on the top. But I had the sense that it was something deeper. And I had a look at the list and I thought, no, it was anger. But really, the anger was masking fear. I have found that fear lies at the heart of much of our suffering and much of our stress. Fear about money, fear about time, fear about death, fear of having regrets, fear of being judged, fear of failure, even fear of success. And when fear bubbles up, it comes out as stress or anger or judgment of others, violent thoughts, blame, the need to be right, a whole load of other stuff. So I thought to myself this morning when I looked at that list, it's not really anger that I want to address, it's this fear. The state I don't want to be in is fear. Or rather, when I am fearful, I want to be able to identify that it is fear much more quickly so I can move through it much more quickly and I don't lose 2 hours and I don't hurt the people around me. So what if I don't want fear, what do I want? Now, you might say courage or bravery, but actually when I looked at the feelings list, I thought love. Love is the opposite of fear. As fear bubbles up, what is the behaviour that I would choose if love was more important than my fear? Let me give you an example, and it presented itself so perfectly this morning. So I'd done all this thought. I'd thought, I want to get myself into a state of love. I'd watched some Byron Katie videos, actually, which were wonderful on fear of money and love. And so I was in a really good state of mind. And then I thought, I'll write the script for this episode of the podcast. Just as I sat down to my laptop, my daughter woke up. And I had this low-level fear emerged. It's always a fear when I'm interrupted that I won't get it done, that I'll run out of time and I get stressed. I need to do it now because there won't be time later and I'm being interrupted and fear. I didn't allow that fear to take over because I'd just done the work on this. I thought, no, I don't want it to be fear. I want it to be love. I love my daughter. So if love was dominating what happened next, what would I do? So I decided to sit with her instead and just have a chat. And we sat on her bed for a bit until she said, "Mummy, I've enjoyed our morning chat. Thank you. Can I have my 3DS now?" So it was a nice bit of instant karma. That show, if I had resisted going to see her then because I was afraid of not getting my work done, that whole thing would have been really drawn out, probably would have led to an argument, more stress between us. It would not have been a nice start to the day for her. And of course, it would have been really difficult for me to do this podcast when I'm writing about my strategies for dealing with stress. So I did it a different way and we ended up in a really lovely place. And now she's watching TV and I'm doing this. So really nice bit of instant feedback. I think this is going to be so important for what's coming for me, and I hope it helps you as well. Stress will stop you enjoying any of the choices that you make to live in a more authentic, a more blended, a more balanced way. It's going to be impossible. It doesn't matter how beautifully you construct your life, how well all the pieces fit together. If you are stressed, or you have these outbursts of anger, or you're driven by fear, you cannot enjoy what you've created. And so the very reason you've created it, which was the enjoyment of it, is it becomes irrelevant. You've killed it. You might as well have not bothered. For me, as I go into this new small holding adventure, I know that there are many, many lessons that I will learn, over the coming weeks and months and years. Some of them practical about actually how you run a small holding and balance that up with running a business and homeschooling and, you know, having a life and all of those different things. So some of them will be practical. But of course, there'll be a lot to learn that I can't yet anticipate. One of my big hopes, though, and something that I really, really want to work on with your help, actually, if you'll help me, is, can I do something about this stress? Can I address the deep down fears that drive my bursts of anger and these moments, or more than moments, of stress in my life so that I can really enjoy this and so that I can share those with you? And the way that I would love you to help me is a couple of things. So firstly, observe your process. See if you can work out the shape of it. When you have those moments of fear or anger or stressful thoughts, what is the process, however long it takes you to come out of it, what is the process that you went through to come out of it? And then, having identified the process, next time, can you move through the stages more quickly once you know the shape of it? So the first thing is, can you observe your process? And then can you share that process with me? Is your process the same as mine? Have I missed out some stages? Are there some things that you've noticed about your process that can help me and help others? And I would love to share that on this show. And secondly, can we start together to identify the true feelings? Can we name them more accurately? So when we talk about stress, what is it that we're really feeling? The manifesting, the presenting issue, presenting emotion is stress or anger or frustration or whatever it is at the top there. But if we dig deeper, what is it that lies at the heart of it? I've said that I think that fear lies at the heart of a lot of these presenting emotions. What is it for you? Is it fear or is it something else? And again, I would love to know if between us we can work out what really lies at the heart of these stressful feelings and stressful thoughts, and what is the process to go through it, then I think that we can really help ourselves and help others around us to have less stress and to really enjoy the lives that we've created for ourselves. I've mentioned the feelings list, of course. That feelings list comes from A Brilliant Gamble Online. It's one of the resources that I created when I was creating this program. This program is now live. It's available to you. We have a discount introductory price, so now is definitely the time to get hold of it because it's going to go up in price a little bit the beginning of next year, although I still want to make it really, really accessible. I know that for a lot of people, it's hard to work with a coach because of the financial commitment and also the time commitment. The Brilliant Gamble Online program is something you pace yourself. So once you've paid for the program, you have access to all the materials and you can do it in the time that you have. So if you want it to take 6 months or 9 months or 12 months to complete the program, you can. If you have more time or you want to work faster through the material, you can do it more quickly. I've done that on purpose. I want to make it accessible price-wise and I want to make it really flexible so that if you do have constraints on your time, you can work it around what else you've got going on in your life. So please do go and check that out. If you click through, you can see what's on the curriculum. So you can see some of the stuff that I've mentioned today is on the curriculum and a ton more stuff. This is all resources and lessons that I learned from the big trip and from the last 20 years of changing my own life and helping other people to change theirs. I have not left anything out. So please do go and check that out. And if you have any questions about it, you're not sure if it's for you, then let me know. Drop me a line, contact me on social media, contact me via our website, and I'm happy to answer any questions and to let you know if this is for you. We have a new program of coaching launching in the new year, group coaching, so that might be more suitable to you. And of course, you might want to discuss working with me one-to-one so we can have that conversation. Just drop me a line and we'll work out what's best for you. With information about how to do that, how to stay in touch with me and the team here at A Brilliant Gamble, to share what's going on with you, your tips for having less stress and understanding your emotions better, or getting in touch with me about A Brilliant Gamble Online if you'd like to. Here is the lovely Ivy Palmer.
We'd love to hear from you. You can get all the episodes of this show, plus read the blog, and find out more about our travel adventure at www.brilliantgamble.com. Sign up to the newsletter and get an advance notice of the classes and programs Mummy is running. Plus, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Brilliant Gamble. Finally, please leave a review and star rating for this podcast on iTunes, as it helps people find us and take a brilliant gamble of their own.